Sometimes I see news stories that are just so incredibly stupid to me that I like to point out their stupidity. So I just saw in the Seattle Times that one of the nation's nicest public bathrooms is right here in our region. It's at SeaTac Airport. There's some bathroom fixture company. And so they have a competition every year to pick the nicest bathroom in the country. And some new bathroom at SeaTac has been nominated and gotten into the top 10. And I just don't. Oh, by the way, I just got a text from Tom Nelson. He's invited me to go fishing again so we can help other non-traditional people, bleeding hearts, avoid their nuptials. I'm in, Tom. I'm in, brother. Okay, so how do you get to be a top 10 bathroom? A bathroom's a bathroom. And I just think these polls that they do, so a bathroom fixture company, that's why I'm not naming the company, so they can get a little attention, and they just randomly pick 10 public bathrooms in the country and throw them up as the top 10.
I don't know.
I ain't buying it.
Not all of them are the same. That's not true.
Yeah, they are.
Some are much better than others.
In airports?
Oh, yeah.
In airports, they're all the same.
Oh, no.
Now, I'll tell you where they were different. When I was a student at the University of Washington, there was one bathroom in one of those old, old buildings, and it had a window in the stall, and you could sit in that stall and look out at this beautiful campus.
Can people look in?
I think
it was just tall enough.
No, the angle. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're on like the fourth floor, and so the angle, it was difficult for people to see in. Mm. But that was always one of my.
I do think
favorites.
It's some of them just have the sinks, and that, you know, when you get off the plane, somebody's picking you up. Sometimes they like to stop at the bathroom and get prettied up after you get off the plane. Not
all the same.